Hello.
Hey Maria,
No worries.
sorry about that. They're just making some power adjustments, so you may lose me randomly. It's probably because of that.
That's absolutely fine. No problem.
Yeah, let me reopen the forums because everything got shut down.
No worries.
Give me a second. We were at the website questionnaire form, right? So I
Yes.
was asking you, you said you're fine with the video gallery and the blog feed, right? Because you plan to write blogs.
Yeah, I definitely I have to start that. I think that would be good to kind of do content, book content driven blogs, just to kind of
Yeah.
get.
Since the website's off yourself, I would say rather than just, since it's named after you and it's gonna be about you, why aren't you just talking general as well, rather than just that? Because if you improve your notability as an author, more book will find the more people will find the book interesting as well. It just doesn't have to be the book content, because it's not just about the book, it's about you as well. So I would also recommend that you get the news and events as well, because like in your line of work, do you ever collaborate with media?
Yes.
That
Yeah, I
you
would
need
like to. I just don't know where
some.
to start, really.
Sure, no problem,
You
no
know.
problem.
Yeah.
Okay, we have request for information form, video gallery, shopping cart widget, that's gonna exist. Media icons are also gonna exist. You have your media icons and like you have all the pages and everything designed, right?
Yep.
So
Although
yes.
they could all be a little bit more cohesive. I just, you know, I literally got them up, made a couple of posts, and then just didn't know what to do with it.
Well, we'll talk on that later if you
Yeah,
want to
it
come.
takes time, right?
Yeah, it
Yeah.
does take time. And do you update your Twitter and Facebook as well from time to time?
No. I
You
did
keep
for a
them.
while, and then I had a little problem with my ex-husband. Literally got divorced almost 8 years, almost a decade ago, and he apparently didn't like the fact that I wrote a book, so he started harassing me. I had to go to court and get all this stuff, so that kind of put a damper on things. But
Like a restraining
I'm,
order?
yeah,
To that point? Seriously?
yes, yep, and it was granted, so you
That's
know it
good.
was. Yeah. So now I'm like, you know, I'm a little hesitant, but at the same time, I'm not going to stop my life for someone. So it did put a little bit of hiccups in posts and stuff. But I'm back on the
My
wagon.
advice would be, yeah, screw it and go for it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can't let people, like, seriously, it was a little, you know, intimidating at the time, but it happened for a reason, you know.
All bad experiences eventually make you stronger. Of course, there's a time that it
Exactly.
hurts, but when the hurt is over, you come out a lot more strong. You can
So,
bear
yep.
that level of crap again.
You got it.
Okay,
Yep.
so we have. I don't think you really require a site search. So
No.
that is off. So we currently have, you'll be requiring a shopping cart widget eventually. I don't think this is currently some of your requirement to have a shopping cart widget, because you just have one book. You don't have anything aside that, right?
Well, you know what? If you look at the new website, I don't know if you could access it or not, or I could even do a Teams or a
Actually,
Zoom
I
meeting.
never made a Squarespace account, so I was making one right now to access the link you send me. My team
Oh.
probably has it, but I am gonna need to make one.
Do you want me to pull it up on a Zoom
No,
or
no,
something?
I
Or
can make
you
the
could access.
account. Yeah, shellenbenji@gmail.com. I'm actually just making an account right now, so.
Okay, yeah. And the only reason I say a shop, I guess it doesn't have to be a shop per se, but maybe to be formalized it would be good, is I have like a bunch of books that if people want to get them signed. When I did a Facebook thing, I had a lot of requests. Oh, could I get a signed copy? Could I get a signed copy? Oh, I was surprised. And I could either give, like, you know, do a like a flat fee for, you know, a signed copy I'll ship, you know, like shipping and handling included. And then with that, I would put, like, you know, I have some bookmarks that have this. I ask that they could spread them around a little bit and, like, some little other free thing just to kind of get.
Do you have designs for the book, you know, the bookmarks?
What? Oh, yeah, I have them made already.
Nice.
Yeah, instead of a business card, I made a bookmark. And it's got the book cover on the front, a little quote from Rumi, and then on the back it's like, let's connect, and it has all the social media links, all the ways to get in touch with me, and then also a Scan Me, where it goes right to Amazon.
Oh, I see.
Or no, I'm sorry, it goes right to my website.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and it works.
Little timeout. Information access, site configuration, kernel, or shown by count dashboard. Okay, you have to give me permission in order to access.
Oh, okay,
access.
I'll do that. Let me go in there now.
Okay. I think you'll have to use my email for that, and I'll actually text you my email, and I'm using my personal email for the Squarespace account. I'm using just my general Google. So,
okay,
yeah, I'll check that
profiles,
out.
Profiles, right?
No. Yeah. Okay, let me...
The profile section?
Because I'm not sure about Squarespace. I've never really used it.
Yeah, I just, and you know what, I'm in the trial phase, so it doesn't have to be that way. But you know what, at the very least, it can give you an idea. Like, I didn't pay for anything yet. I keep just messing around with it to try to figure out what I want to do here.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got frustrated. Add subscribers? No. Oh, files. Design, commerce, marketing, scheduling, all that. Settings. Members area? Permissions.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be under permissions. Invite contributor. Here we are. Okay. And I'm sorry, you were saying it's your Google?
Yeah, if my Google, you can type it down. It is Sheldon, Sheldon.
Okay.
Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Jee.
Okay.
@gmail.
Okay.
Surprisingly, I didn't have to add any numbers.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Has full access. Okay.
When you grant me access, I'll get to that. In the meantime, external API, I'm not sure. Detail functional requirements, or administrator area, detail functional requirements. A suggestion idea, phone book filler would be made. I saw. Do you saw that?
Did I put something stupid on there?
No, it's just funny. Because in the end, you said I told the bookseller was made, would be made, and I saw the ones your company produced, and I loved them. That made me.
Oh yes, I do. I looked at them, and there weren't too many of them up there, but they were really nice. And there's actually one. I'm glad you brought that up. The guy with the Premiere book. Stephen didn't catch his name 100%, but it's about, you know, it's very similar to Message, but probably a very different route. And we're all coming to the same thing.
We have
but
so many colors. I'm going to have to ask Daniel. I'm going to have to ask Daniel to share those with me, the whole list, and I'll see. It's like, there's just so many.
Yeah.
And also confirmed from Ryan the ones he sent you. So I know the exact ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even though it's kind of like this, like say this was like done by Squarespace, for example, that
mm-hmm.
you guys may have designed it for them, even though it was, it's hosted.
Like, think of it this way. I think if somebody wants us to use Wix Designs, okay, with like Wix.com as our option to create the website. So at the end of the day, once we complete using Wix, at the end page, it's going to say designed by Wix.
Wix, right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It kind of depends on that. Even like, which websites do you have online right now? Like, let me actually send you a link. Where is it? It's a very plain website, but let me send you one. Working on a very basic author profile for someone.
Like a minimalist kind of design?
It's like very layman design. It's basically a guy who was writing a book on Mary.
Okay.
And it's the even the book's name is I'm Only Mary. So
I saw that.
You seen that?
Where did I see that? I saw it somewhere. Maybe it was on one of your
By Thomas Ansberger. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, I did see that. I saw that. It must have been on one of your social links.
It's about to be like it's going to be republished soon on multiple platforms. We're the ones doing that, so I'm actually getting the website designed for him, just a back and forth of what he wants and what he doesn't want.
Nice.
Where is his website? We're also currently trying the social media as well.
That's cool.
I'm trying to find his website. Revisions completed. And okay. Just for your understanding, this is a very basic website. Like,
yeah.
I'd call it level zero in terms of like making websites, because it's just something you want in online just for some places own work, and you know, people can come and look
like
and
almost
see,
a
like,
CV.
This is his website. Not just a CV, because this isn't even about him. This is literally just for the book. This isn't about him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why it's so minimal with information. It's literally about the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, your paper is over here on the top of the... I printed it. Sorry. My husband and I work in the same house. And he doesn't have a printer, and I do. So I guess I'm his admin now.
So I have attached the link as well. I'm sending it to you.
Okay.
So below this, I'm basically showing this to let you know that even on any design that we make, at the end page, it's all going to be you, because we're just going to copyright back to you. So
gotcha. It's
your complete ownership. We don't take any part in that.
Understood. And you should have access now to that website.
Let me see. Domains. So I might access it via going up. I think this is the one. Okay, let's see. Yeah, you do not have permission to access this site configuration area.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
did I press the wrong button? I'm going to go back into settings real quick. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Permission. Baby, it was right on the top. Okay, so you need it by a certain time. Okay. Can you close that? Thanks. Okay, I think it is... permissions. There we are. Okay. 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 I bet you it will work now.
Okay. Let's try this again. And back to square one.
Oh, jeez.
I'll actually let's skip this for now. I'll ask my team how to do this. They'll probably know, because I'm not the expert on Squarespace. Those guys are, so they'll probably understand better than me.
All right, and it doesn't have to be that. It's just, like I said, it's easier for me because I could just flip around in there. But if there's more, I know there are plastic stuff that could make it better, which is absolutely fine, but I'm open.
Cool.
You know, even if it's
like... I'll be giving you 3 templates by next week, okay? You're receiving 3 templates since I basically showed them the website you've already made, and frankly, they were impressed that it was a first attempt.
Oh, man. Well, they'll like this one because I think this one's a lot better. They like that one. This one will be better. I just, it's all that SEO and, like, there's certain things. Like, I could do this. I could teach myself this. But when it comes to the other piece, that's where
SEO is very important. That's, the optimization is very important because it basically, you can say on SEO, it depends on how high you show up on a search word.
Yeah.
And that's rather, for most people,
important.
They don't even know what that is, but it's rather important.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm understanding what it is now, and I have everything to learn about it, so I'm still at the beginning there. But at least I know what
it
is, right?
We can work on that, no problem.
Yeah, it's a big learning curve, all this, when you never did it before, right?
Yep. Always a learning curve when it comes to something new. But, so I sent you the link. It's on Teamwork. You can open it. You can see. It's very basic. It's not something I would preferably show to you, but this is the first one that came to mind, so I just sent it.
Okay. I'm just waiting for it to come through.
Yeah.
We have 3 teenagers in the house, so it might be a little slow.
Yeah, because this isn't even our logo design. This became so minimalistic. We sent him a better template, and he just kept, you know, remove this, remove that. I don't need this. I don't need that. I just need something very basic, and something I can read easily. So we...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so basic.
No, that's completely understood, and sometimes that is better, you know?
Yeah, the kind of book that the kind of thing he wanted, it's what basically he wanted, and our goal at the end game, you know, is you hired us for some work. If we're not able to satisfy your requirement, what's the point?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Everybody's got a different thing. I think that's the nice part about it, because, like, for me, I could go 100 different directions, even my, like, house design. Or the way, you know, you decorate a house. I could go craftsman, I could go modern, I could do anything, like, as long as I'm doing something different all the time. So.
Yeah.
Okay, it did not come through yet, but I'm sure it's on its way. I'm just sending and receiving. Okay, I might take, I see something might be coming through here.
Yeah. You're also using Outlook?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you using Outlook?
Yeah.
Yeah, because whenever I hear send and receive, I'm like, yeah, definitely Outlook person.
Yeah.
Multiple accounts.
Yep. At least 7.
Ah, you're one up. You're just one up.
Yeah, there might be more, but no, I cleaned it all out. Yeah, it's. I mean, you have to, you know, stay organized.
Perfect.
Okay, it's not here yet, but I'm sure it will.
So you can just open Teamwork. You can open Teamwork. It should be available there. It doesn't have to be an email to get through it. You can just open to the Teamwork platform, and it should be a message there.
That's why I'm looking in the wrong part.
Yep.
Got it.
Because okay. On Teamwork, it's like instant. The second I press enter, you have it.
I gotcha. Okay, and it's the demo.
Yeah, it's a demo. It's not live yet right now. It's just something that's in work. I've sent it to him like 2 days ago for approval. I'm still waiting on it. So.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, this is very like much minimalist.
Yeah. You can also see the author below if you want to see him. It's an old man who used to be a judge. Right now he's just an attorney, but he's a retired judge from the army. Very sweet guy.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice.
Yeah. But yeah, at the end, basically what I want to show you, if you go scroll down to the end, at the end it's just gonna, just like this, it's just going to say copyrights, the year, all rights reserved, and, you know, whatever you want. Do you want the book name, you want your name, it's all good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. That's nice.
And getting back to the forms, I think we are good with the website questionnaire form. The other questions listed that you have left out are basically for someone who has a good idea on things he or she needs on the website. But the external APIs and everything, that's not really required at this time. But I might ask the team, because you have, and you know, you want to tinker stuff at some point as well. So at any point you want to tinker it, you can have an administration area to deal with these kind of things.
Okay.
But I don't think you'll want it for now. It's something it's rather advanced when it comes to these kind of things.
Okay.
So let's go to the content side. Now, the website content questionnaire, basic details, products and services. What are the problems your client face? They're trying to understand why they are feeling stuck and always having the same problem. They used to blame as a victim. They finally understand why they're in the mess. So they can find meaning in the life and true happiness. What solutions do you provide? By understanding how we create our own reality, we realize perceptions, we receive, and so on. Sometimes it basically shows understanding how they use their emotions and live their life and intend to live the way they understand. Okay. I do not recommend changing the ebook cost. Okay?
Okay.
You should change the paperback. The paperback is rather expensive, but from my perspective, since the ebooks are $5.99, then the average, like the difference between the paperback and the ebook should be like $5 to $8 at best.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So like $14 or?
Yeah, $14, $12, like $15 is fine as well. $40.99 is good from my perspective. From $5.99 to $40.99, that's $9. That's good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I really don't care about that. It's more to get it out there and to be, you know.
Yeah, but eventually you've done this. You want to make sales, so it's an investment. You would rather have good sales on it. So people would preferably, like when they see $5.99, if like to think of it yourself, you see $5.99 for an ebook, and suddenly, boom, you have $19.99. That's like 300% more.
Yeah. Actually, when I see $5.99, I'm like, $2.99.
Yeah.
I'm bad like that.
But then
with
you see
$19.99,
that's not your perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a whole, you know, change of digits.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's good. I'm glad that we brought that up. Because I'm on the verge of doing it. I had to wait for the one book to go live on Ingram Spark.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'll go across the board and change it all to $14.99.
Perfect. So basically what it's going to do, what Amazon's probably going to do is it's whenever you change a price, when you lower it, basically goes like saying there's a special sale offer on this. It's been reduced to, you know, there's like a percentage discount on this, and you can avail it for up to some time. They won't define a time, so it's not like it'll make any changes, but it just, you know, gives a better, how should I say, nudge towards purchasing the paperback.
You mean change the price?
When you're going to change the
promotion?
Price? No, when you're going to change the price, Amazon automatically puts it as a promotion.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. That's good then.
Yeah, it's just going to say, rather than, you know, saying price change from $19.99 to $49, it's now discounted. And it's available in $14.99.
Hey.
Marketing. All of it.
Love it.
Yep.
I hate marketing. I hated marketing. Now I love it.
It's interesting. It's very interesting when you start.
When
you understand
the science. It's like it's a whole other world for me.
By the way, I think you did not complete the other form. Oh, yeah, you said you did half of it, right?
Yeah, I did about half of it.
Yeah, because in company information just goes new, just published in MA, and that's it.
Oh. Did I send you the wrong one? I had it open.
There's a good chance.
Let me see. It's the
maybe you typed it out and didn't save it, and you just sent it to me. Possible.
Nope. I think I sent you the wrong one. I can upload this one here.
Ah, it's okay.
I'm gonna upload that one. Everything in the honestly, I wish I could show you that website. Do you mind? Can I send a Zoom attachment? And we don't have to project, but I'll show you the website.
Sure, sure,
real
quick. Do it.
Until it works. Okay.
I'll open the Zoom link, and you can share me the screen, and we'll work from there.
Okay. Let me get back into this one.
But I don't actually. The only problem that we're gonna have right now, because I don't have a headphone and mic attached right now, so I may not be able to come. Like, I'll be open Zoom, but you won't actually be getting anything out of it. I'll just be seeing the screen. So we'll be staying on call.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely. That's fine. Okay, you should have it. It's moving. Files attached. Ah, here we are. Okay, and then I'll send you that. I'll send you the link in a second. I'm just going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your patience and for being available. On short notice, I won't do that again. I just.
It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Like we're very frank with if our availability. If you call and we're like busy, we'll just say like we're busy right now. We won't be able to do that at the moment. If we're free, we'll talk to you like I'm talking to you right now. So it's a pretty casual thing with us.
Okay. Good. It gets a little crazy here sometimes. Like, I'll have to work after this, but... All right.
Okay.
And... Okay.
So I think you send a message, and then did you drag and drop to upload it on the message?
Yeah.
Okay. So remember one thing, go to the message section. I'll tell you because there's a specific section in which you have to drop. If you just drop it anywhere, it uploads it to the whole project. But in order to attach it to the message,
Oh.
you'll have to drag it to the, attach file area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
Click on add
not very
reply. I'll show you
attached
how.
to.
I got the file. I realized what you did, but it's not
Oh,
yet.
okay.
I'm just showing you
But,
how to do the, attaching it in message. Click on add
oh, you know
reply.
what? I just looked. I just did it.
Yeah. It basically when you hover the file over it, it highlights it in a box like drop it here.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. But anyways,
Great.
let me download the fresh website questionnaire.
Okay, and in the meantime, I'll give you a Zoom meeting. No, I don't want to do that. Copy invitation.
So you just send me the right one. It is the same.
Cool. All right, I just sent you the Zoom link. I'm in there already. I'll just pull the website up. Okay, my big screen. Switching it to my big screen here. Right. I can put it on the big screen. And have more than one thing up at the same time. Come on. There you are. Okay.
ML is inviting you to a Zoom meeting. Let's go.
You should be able to see it when you go in there. This once you get access, I figure out how to give you access. You can see everything because that's essentially the whole content. Like everything, I just about have it done.
Okay. Why
Where's
is
my
my
mouse?
Zoom updating? What? Then again, I haven't had like a Zoom meeting in so long. I usually use like Google Meets. So it's more, just pop rather than installing the software.
That must you are you maybe I don't mean to be personal. Are you young? You're young?
I'm very young. I'm 27.
Okay. Oh boy, you're a puppy. So us older people, I think we're afraid of Google.
Why?
The kids
What does
are
it
like,
do?
I don't know. It's just scary.
So wait, what's your search engine?
I'm sorry, what was it?
What's your search engine?
It's Google. No, it's not. It is.
Is it Bing?
It's.
Is it Yahoo?
No, it's Edge.
Microsoft?
I have the one at work too. It's Microsoft Edge. Maybe that's why, so I don't have to get dizzy going back and forth. Well, I have, when you actually get in there, I have it up there and projecting, so you can just let me know when that's on there. No.
Okay, test speaker.
I take this one and put it right here so I can see what I'm doing. Okay, got it. I have the teamwork one up on my other screen so I can have a separate.
Give me a second. Let me try to find a attach a mic because for some reason It's causing problems to me joining without a mic. So.
Oh.
Yeah. But I can't see it.
You can?
I can't see it, yeah, but I can't, like, join audio.
Oh, that's okay. But you said that's fine, right? Because I just wanted to give you a quick show of that. So this is the first page. I took this picture on a big white pad, self-sticky easel pad.
Yeah.
And kind of built the color sort of around the book a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my, what did they call it? Call to action?
yeah, call to action.
Just a little bit here. I have links to go to my homepage. So up here I have the bio, which is the bio.
Yeah.
Books, I have reflect, and I'm going to make a workbook out of it because now I understand how everything works, and I could have been a little more clear. I'm actually getting my book, an editorial assessment right now, so I could mm-hmm. look to see how to make it more clear for the workbook.
Oh, wait, one more thing. I think we can actually sort this out right here. On the settings, you see, I think site availability members area.
The members area?
Click on it. Members area, turn on member area feature. Manage all members for your site. Create a members area. No, wait.
That's not. You know what? I went in.
Login.
Look, I went to.
Extensions, billing, mobile.
I went to permissions.
Uh huh.
I added you.
As an administrator, click on me.
And I gave you all the rights to do everything.
Can you send me this link, the invitation link? Did you copy that?
Yep. Enough.
Copy that and send that to me. I think this is because you have to invite me in order to for me to join.
Yeah, that probably would help, right?
Definitely.
Right.
Then I'll be able to, like, when I have the access, then I'll just, you know, show my team, like, this is what she has and this is what.
Perfect. I just sent it. I copied and sent it. It's really not so bad. You should get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Squarespace, that is. It's just like, you know, you could still be creative. I think you could be creative on any platform.
Yep.
But it
depends on your
like
expertise, to be honest.
It does. That's all it is, right? Like with Breezy, I'm having trouble making. I can make new pages. I figured out how to do that, but I can't. Something easy, like a hashtag or something. Type the name, but I can't. I forgot how to connect the pages, and I'm like, I'm just done with this shit. I can't do it. And
true.
And so that's what happened. But yeah, I mean, this you could see this, right?
It's just loading. I think I'll finally get permissions. Come on, give me something.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you got it. Good. Excellent.
I am
in.
I can see it.
Well, then I'm going to stop sharing and close the Zoom meeting.
Yeah, I think because, like, the whole point of it was to view it, right?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
That's
so
all.
So now I can view it. I can check it out completely. Perfect.
Yeah, so you could see. It's pretty much what I was thinking. It's pretty straightforward. I almost have it done. But like if you go into the bio area, it's quite simple. I just have a little blurb about my work, journey, mission, same I pulled from the other page.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started putting like these are a few of my favorite things. I hope you make some time to make yourself happy. Here's what makes me happy. So it's about all the other stuff. I just put the titles in. I didn't actually write underneath.
Mm-hmm.
But and then if you go to books, I have my book, Reflect. Maybe someday it'll come up.
So you have another book in motion as well. I think I saw the...
Well, it's in motion in my head.
Ah, it's not on paper yet.
No, but every good thing starts with an idea, right?
Yep. Yep.
Isn't that what Walt Disney said?
True, true, true. By the way, how much time did it take you to reach this point? Like, how long did it take you to write Reflect?
It took 2 years. The first year, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Somebody called me and said, hey, you want to write a book? And I said, well, yeah. And then I realized that, you know what, I have all these books. Why not, right? So then I just started, and I was trying to cram everything into one book, like everything that I wanted to ever write about my entire life. And that took a year. And then my father died. And then I realized, what the hell am I waiting for? What
Sorry
am I doing?
To hear that.
Yeah, thank you. That was a rough one. Quick, sudden, and unexpected. But,
what happened?
He ended up having cancer of unknown primary, which is they couldn't determine the origin of his tumor, so they couldn't treat it, and it was very aggressive. He was gone from the time we knew, found out about it, until the time he died was like under 3 months.
So what's like?
Yeah,
the
but he.
So it was in a higher stage when you found out.
No, that's the weird part. It wasn't.
It just
it's very rare, and it's also my, you know, it's what I do every day, and I have a concentration on like interstitial lung disease, and like to know, you know, what to look for and what to see and how to treat it quickly, because if you don't catch it, well, he basically had that, and the doctors didn't want to listen to some little girl. And they finally caught up with it, but it was too late. But that's not why he died. He died because the tumor grew so fast. It was in his lymph nodes, and it went right up to his brain, like within 2 months. What I saw during the scan, from when we first scanned it until like, you know, a month and a half later.
I see.
Anyway, so when that happened, I was like, okay, I gotta. Like, what am I waiting for? You know, I could sit here and tinker. I could get
up,
serious.
You know?
Yeah, so I just separate what I want to write about into 8 different books. And after I did that, I was able to focus in. And I got it done in, like, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And have a whole list of other books now that I want to write.
Okay, so you have, like, you have it on 12 platforms right now.
Yeah.
Perfect. And you are also going to add Ingram Sparks, but we'll do that for you. That's no problem.
Oh, I did it already.
No, I mean you publish it, but you haven't added it to a website. That's what we're going
to
do.
Oh, no, I didn't add it to. I don't even know. I didn't even get a chance to look to see where it goes because I have to unselect to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know. I didn't really check.
Got it. I understand.
Yeah. You know, so.
It's pretty well made. I'm still going to say again, it's a pretty well made book. Oh, and I see the personalized signed book.
Yeah, you see? That's if people ask for that, and then they could, I have a form. If you click the form,
mm-hmm.
I have it set up where they put your name, your address, your email address in case there are any questions, and then you put who you want it to be personalized to exactly as you want to see it in the book, a very short message exactly as you want to see, and then you press it, and then you send it off. And then I would get that information, put it in the book, and hope that I don't screw it up, and then I would mail it out.
I see.
Because I have, like, probably 50 to 70 books here that I ordered author copies.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is nice. So, we're going to start working on this next week. We can fill out the form for the content.
Okay. And do you like that, like the second one better? It's a little more easy on the eyes.
It's a lot easier on the eyes, but there's a difference of what you want. This is a more soft, you can say... This is a softer approach.
Yeah.
It gives a more, you know.
Like I wanted it to be soft but inviting, like to like, you know, like you look at some, I must have looked at 1,000 author websites, and I like the kind that you feel like you're in somebody's living room, you know, like you're getting to know them a little bit.
Cozy.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I would like to like integrate into that.
The other one had a sharp kick that was more vibrant. It was it was nice as well, but it was vibrant. It wasn't really vibing enough with the book itself, because your book has a theme of blue and white.
Yeah.
So it would be nice. It's nice that you've also given the site a similar blue and white theme.
Yeah, and it's not the exact color, but it looks kind of like complementary towards it.
Yep.
Which I did on purpose. I kind of made it a little bit more green blue, just because it, I love like. If you see my office, it's all different shades. It looks like a big fishbowl, pretty much. You know, soft colors, but it's really inviting, and it's like blues and greens. I love. I mean something that doesn't look cluttery. Like I know that font, that Chandler 42 or whatever. It's a little. I thought it would have been cool
nice.
For
it's
the whole
nice.
Reality
it's,
thing.
Yeah, it is nice.
You know, but I'm completely open.
Although this goes into most movies, as you know, the secret spy movies.
Yeah, that exactly. So there's a personality. Exactly. So that's telling, right?
Yep.
But something more inviting. I don't know. There's a whole psychology behind the font, and I get it. I completely get it. Because the other thing that I love, not only physics, I love art. Like I paint, I sculpt, I have done that all in the past.
You paint,
medium.
So that you can definitely display it on the website. Why not?
I have paintings that I have done in Italy that I never finished from 30 years ago, and I kind of even like the way they look unfinished because they're like more realistic looking, like realism sort of, like a Caravaggio or you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not interpretive.
Like you can look, definitely if you're selling if you can sell the book on this website, if you have a card option as well already, if you plan on getting it, why not, you know, earn from the work that you do. You can earn from your hobby.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought of that. You know?
There's so much things you can do. We can, like, if you go into bio section, we can change that to, like, my career than my work, then create another, you know, page section, and that says, you know, my work. Then you can open it. You can see the entire drawings or sculptures that you've made. If somebody wants to purchase it, why not? You can put in, you know, rather than
a really
specific
cool
price.
One from bronze.
Rather than putting up a price, you can just say, you know, connect with me or, you know, email or something.
The only thing is I don't do that anymore. I did a lot of it before, but because of work and everything else that I got my hands into, I don't really paint or do anything like that. I could, but I would have to take time for it. Like, I don't know if I'd want to go that route yet. But I do have... Lots of work.
When some things, you know, getting you
maybe down
a
the
good
road.
Earning, why not? And plus you get a kick out of it because you find it fun.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, do you ever hear of that machine, the Cricut? It's their Cricut, people say.
Yep.
A Cricut. Like, I do stuff like that more than anything now.
I see.
Make T-shirts and... etch the glass lines and like wine glasses and all that stuff. Like, it's just, you know, you have to keep your hand in something creative. So I took this book as a creative thing, sort of.
So wait, if you do these kind of interesting things, then your blog definitely can, you know, get a kick out of it. You can definitely make it more vibrant, and you can, rather than adding just things related to the book, you can, you know, I did this today.
Yeah, that's true.
You can even, like, do you like cooking?
Yeah, that's very true. Well, I'm glad you approve of the website,
mm-hmm.
The new one, the blue one.
I
do like it. I just, you know, I don't know.
Definitely. It's nice. It's much more nicer. It's nice on the eyes. It has a soft it has some features. I think even the guys, definitely the guys in the back are going to appreciate your try, and they're going to say yes. They would preferably hire you for this.
I might take the job. So and I'm not saying it's easier than my day job. It's just probably more enjoyable at times.
Yep. Those guys are pretty fun.
Yeah. Awesome.
But yeah, I think we are good with what we have right now. So do you have any other question? Yeah, I can definitely get started using that.
Yes.
Hit me.
The only other thing is that I don't have a lot of pictures of myself. I don't have any good pictures, so I'm going to schedule something.
A photo shoot, yes.
A photo shoot, yeah, it's inevitable.
Yes.
I never really did one before, so.
It's always good. Like, if you're doing it for an entire website and everything. We ask people to get it for just a back cover.
Oh, yeah. That back cover, by the way, is completely, like, that was in my bathroom. And you could tell I took the background out, but...
Wait,
I had to do something quick,
I haven't seen the back cover yet. Why didn't I see the back cover? You brought it up, and I was like, okay. Because I can't see the back cover anywhere because I can't find it. It's always because it's highlighted at the front, right? The front cover is highlighted. So
yeah,
it's
probably
back.
A file. I could probably put in the – I didn't send any photo, like, cover files and stuff. I could probably plop them
when you finish up the form, you can send me the back cover, like the whole cover as well. So.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Perfect. We'll work from there. When you send that, we can have another conversation. We'll have a conversation when I send you the templates, okay? We'll have our next conversation.
Okay, and when you say templates, do you mean, like, what do you mean templates?
I'm going to send you
three different ones?
Three links, yes. Three different links to three different kind of templates that you can, look at and see, okay, this is the one that I want, okay? The process is going to be once you approve the template, then I'm going to give it to my, content writing team, okay?
Gotcha.
They're going to look at your form. They're going to write the content accordingly. Then that content will be approved by you. Once it's approved by you, it goes to the... designer section. The designer section uploads it according to, make change to design according to the content that's written, and then it's again brought up to you for approval. Once you approve of it, we'll decide on where it's going to be uploaded. If you have a domain, we'll do that for you. If you want to purchase a domain, we can do that for you. It depends on what you want, okay?
Yeah, I think we could just use the current one. It's from GoDaddy, so I could easily transfer it from this old one to the new one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then you'll be a constant client because at any point in time you want any support, you want to make any changes, we'll be available. We'll be able to help you out.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Perfect. And just informing you that I usually, which time zone are you in? Because I usually forget time zones. I'm very bad.
Oh, I'm right next door. I'm right in New Jersey.
Right?
Yeah.
You were in Jersey?
Yep.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What happened?
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm in New Jersey, so EST.
Yeah, so you're in New Jersey. You're in EST. So I usually come in around 10 or 11. So most people usually think I do that struggle of 9 to 5, but I don't. I do like from... 9 or 11, like 10 or 11 to like 7 or 8.
Okay. Hey, whatever works, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm more of a, I sleep in late, but I do my job well, so they were like, okay, screw it, just change his timings. He's good at what he does.
There you go. That's all that counts.
Yeah.
Perfect.
At the end of the day, they need a good guy, not a guy who comes on time.
That's, you know what? They're smart people. That's exactly what it should be. That's we have a work from home policy. We're supposed to come in once a week, and nobody goes in.
But
the work
work from home days, in the work from home days, it was so. I understand it was a crisis and everything, but I personally enjoyed it.
you prefer to work from home?
Yep, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much. Because, like, I could be, you know, eating cereal at, you know,
and petting your dog and changing fonts at the same time.
Yep. I would be normally, I have to, like, first of all, I have to come in. You know, you have to get up, you have to get well-dressed, and then you have to go to the office.
You have to comb your hair.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have to go to the office. You have to do all of that. And when you work from home, you're in your shorts and, you know, a casual T-shirt, and you're doing your work, you're talking to clients, nobody cares.
Yep, exactly. And then
even
when somebody gets all emotional...
Even if you have to go to a meeting, you can just put on a good shirt and you're good.
Shirt, comb your hair, put a little bit of makeup on. That's pretty much it. I actually have, right now I have Halloween pajama bottoms on, just an FYI. And when someone at work, and I usually have this or another similar couple of pairs, and when somebody gets upset at, well, I had one of my colleagues started to cry, I'm like, just look at my pants. And they're like, oh, thanks for making me laugh.
Cute.
But, yeah, that is what it is, though. So listen, I really appreciate your time. Thank you for the last minute call. I'm gonna go ahead and change my prices this afternoon.
Yeah, good.
And
send me the form by tomorrow or tonight. We'll, you know, get things sorted.
Okay, I'm gonna try and finish it before I wrap up here. I have a couple other things to do for regular work, and then I'll send it probably before your shift is up.
Cool. So you can, like, if you have anything you want to get in touch with me, you have my personal phone number as well. And if in case you can't get to me via call, you can just drop me a text and I'll get back to you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime. Have a good day. Take care.
You too.
Bye.